وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أخي الكريم محمد، ما يبارك الله فيك. You asking regarding if the person reached the congregation and the imam is already in the ruku', should he consider as a raka'ah or he must recite the Fatiha? Okay, أخي بارك الله فيك. I would like to give you two benefits before I give you a direct answer. The first one is regarding an important manner. We should have it. The second one is something connected with your issue, with the mas'ala. Regarding the manner that we should have, you must realize, ya akhi, the khilaf, the different opinions in our religion is two different types. The first type is regarding the different opinions that we should excuse each other. We should understand it from each other. It shouldn't affect our brotherhood. We should search the correct opinion in this kind of matters, but at the same time with respect for the other different opinions, with the understand and believe that they have their own excuse, even though you believe it's less correct. So this is the first type of khilaf, which applied on the mas'ala that you mentioned, on the question that you mentioned. The second different opinions, the second type of different opinions, is the different opinion that you should take a stand and you should do inkar, try to remove this kind of misunderstanding, and you should do your best for those who they hold this different opinion than the opinion that you hold, because it's conflict with the clear authentic evidence and it's conflict with the statements of ulama al-sunnati wal-jama'i regarding that matter. We call the first type of khilaf al-khilaf al-mu'tabar. The first type of different opinions, we call it the understandable different opinions. The second type is the one that shouldn't be excused. The second one that should be, we should do our best to remove that kind of different opinion, because it's based on wrong misunderstanding. On wrong understanding, it's the result of misunderstanding. And the way for us to recognize the first one and the second one is to see the way of the ulama, rahimahullah ta'ala, how they deal with these kind of matters. So for example, in this matter, in this mas'ala, should we consider the ruku' as a raka'ah or we must recite the fatiha? You see, the ulama, they have different opinions, and it's a big khilaf between the ulama. And no one make tahzeeb or tabdi' or tafsiq or tajheel for the other party. No one. No one say for those people, for the majority who they hold the opinion of the ruku' should be considered as a raka'ah. No one say for the majority that you are juhal, you are ignorance, you are against the dalil, you are mubtadi'ah. No one say that among the majority. Same thing, the majority who they believe we should recite the fatiha and the ruku' is not enough to consider it as a raka'ah. They didn't say to the majority, you are ignorance, you don't understand the evidence, you don't apply properly, you people, you don't follow the Prophet ﷺ and his companions and their way. They don't have this kind of terms and criticization in between each other. Why? Because the khilaf is understandable. And the other different opinion have his own base and his own evidence and his own understanding. So, when you hold the opinion of the Fatiha should be that the ruku' is not enough and you must recite the Fatiha, you shouldn't criticize your other brother. You shouldn't criticize your brother who is holding other opinion. Same thing, the opposite. If you hold the opinion of the ruku' should be considered as a raka'ah and it's enough, you shouldn't criticize the other opinion who they said no, the Fatiha must be recited and is not enough for you to consider the ruku' as a raka'ah. So this manner is very important in this kind of masala and other types like it. Barakallahu fik, and they are a lot. إذن نختلف بخلاف أهل العلم ونعتذر بعذر أهل العلم بعضهم بعض. يعني إذا حصل الاختلاف كما حصل عند أهل العلم كان معتبرا، لا سيما إذا اعتبره علماء أهل السنة، هذا الذي ينبغي. أما الخلاف الذي أنكره أهل السنة ولم يتقبلوه ولم يرضوا به وصرحوا بأنه مخالف لصراحة الأدلة، لابد أن ينكر، لابد أن ينكر بقدر الاستطاعة وما يقتضيه المقام. If you understand that, my brother, I would like to give you the second benefit, which is connect with the masala. Both teams, both parties, both opinions holders, the majority and the minority, what they say, the ruku' is considered, it's enough for you to count it as a rak'ah, or those who they say, no, it's not enough and you must recite the Fatiha. Both opinions holders, they order you to follow the Imam. It doesn't matter how you meet him. If he is in the ruku', you need to follow him in the ruku'. If he's in the sujood, you need to immediately join to the congregation and follow him in his sujood. If he was in standing, alhamdulillah, you should meet him immediately and you should join the congregation and follow him in the part that he is doing, like the standing, ruku', sujood, whatever. Sorry, no one said stand and wait until he come, until he reached to the standing, then you join. No one said that. So this different issue and this different issue. It doesn't matter, you follow the opinion of the majority regarding the ruku' should be enough, or the majority who they say no, you must recite the Fatiha. In both opinions, the ulama who they hold both opinions, they order you to follow the Imam and join the congregation. It doesn't matter what is the stage and the situation of the Imam, in ruku', in sujood, in standing, in tashahud, just follow. Because Hadith ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu man qala alayhi salam kayfama ra'aytumuni fasallu. How you saw me, follow. وهكذا قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام في حديث هريرة وحديث أبي موسى عائشة قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا كبر إمام فكبر وإذا ركع فركع وإذا سجد فاسجد. الحديث how you found the imam, follow him. From here you know the mistake of some people who they when they join the congregation they wait, they don't, if the imam, if they face the imam in the ruku' or in the sujood or in the tashahud, no, they wait until the imam stand, then they join him, otherwise they wait. This is wrong. ولكن ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى said join the prayer brother, join the prayer, maybe the malakul maut will come to you before you enter, better for your ending to be inside the prayer not outside, رحمه الله تعالى. And anyway, like I said to you, حديث ابن عمر clear, كيف ما رأيتموني فصلى, like how you saw me or you meet me, like how you found me in the congregation, follow. Then we go to your mas'ala, يا أخي بارك الله فيك, the correct opinion, you must recite the Fatiha and the ruku' is not enough. If you are able to read and to research, I will advise you to go and to read the book of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, the special book in this mas'ala and similar to it, names of it, Juz'u al-Qira'a Khalf al-Imam, reciting behind the Imam. He explained this mas'ala in details. Whoever read the speech of the Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, he will recognize that absolutely this is the right opinion. And because Hadith Ubad ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhum, La salat liman lam yaqra bi Fatiha al-kitab. There is no prayer at all for those who didn't recite the Fatiha. And from here you know that Fatiha is the main rukn in the salah. That's why Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called it in Hadith Abi Hurairah, في الحديث القدسي قال قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي. The name, one of the names of Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Salah, the Surah of the prayer, the chapter of the prayer. ولهذا هي من أهم الأركان, the most important pillar in the prayer. The evidence of the other opinion was there, the majority who they said no could be considered, they use hadith Abi Bakra Nufi' ibn Harith, which is in Sahih Bukhari. Imagine al-Bukhari رحمه الله تعالى وعلي بن مديني and those ulama among the opinion who they hold this opinion hard, which it is the Fatiha must be recited, the ruku' is not enough. And this hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari. So for sure, absolutely, al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala and those muhaddithun, they have their understanding for this hadith, which we believe it's the better understanding. Which hadith? Hadith can fa'i bin Harith, he's been the hadith, Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. One day he joined the congregation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he came when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the ruku'. Qala faraka'atu duna as-saf. Dakhala al-masjid. وعليه جلبة فلقي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم راكعا فركع دون الصف, فلما قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تقدم الحديث وقال فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زادك الله حرصا ولا تعد. He entered the masjid and the person was in the congregation, and he meet the congregation and they are already in the ruku'. So he did the ruku' immediately behind the line. Then he joined. When the Prophet stand for the ruku', he joined. And when he did that, the masjid was shaking. The masjid of the Prophet was very weak from wood only. So the masjid was shaking, so the Prophet he heard the noises. After the taslim, the Prophet he asked, who did that? So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he said, Ya Rasulullah. So the Prophet said to him, Zadak Allah harsan, may Allah make you more careful and more serious and more careful in terms of joining the congregation, so don't be late. قال ولا تعد, and don't repeat this again. So for Al-Bukhari رحمه الله تعالى, don't repeat this again means everything include doing ruku' and count it as rak'ah. And for the majority, don't repeat this again, they mean the noises that Abu Bakr did. So Abu Bukhari, he said, no, the statement of the Prophet is general. Don't repeat the ruku' and the noises and the walking to the saf and doing the ruku' before. It's a general word, include everything that Abu Bakr did it in the hadith and he mentioned it. The majority, they said, no, it means the noises only. And for him to do the act before the saf, before the line. So they make this kind of takhsis. يعني they make exception without general dalil. Actually in the language is true, absolutely. It's a general statement from the Prophet ﷺ, include everything that we mentioned in the hadith. Don't repeat it. All these strange behaviors behaviors that is not normal from the prayer that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he's not allowed to do it. That way he said to him, don't repeat again. ولا تعود. But now I want to realize this mas'ala and the majority opinion, the main evidence for them is this hadith. They have some narrations from some of the companions that they catch the ruku' and they count it, same thing the other team, they have some narrations. Some of the narration from the same opinion, Abu Hurairah and other same companion, he have both opinions, one here, one here. Not because يعني, he have two different madhab, no, because it's a khilaf regarding Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and others. Abu Mas'ud is from this opinion or from that one. I mean, we have khilaf regarding the hadith mawqufa, the story of the companions regarding this matter. Anyway, the main dalil for the majority is this hadith. They said, look, he did ruku' before the saf and he did taslim with the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't ask him to repeat one rak'ah. We say, yes, he didn't ask him to repeat one rak'ah, but he said to him already, don't repeat it again. And normally the Prophet ﷺ excused some of the companions out of some of ignorance, he excused them, but he informed them, don't repeat it again. This happened many in Hadith Ibrahim al-Azib regarding the Udhiyat. Allah for Hadith, this happened, the Prophet ﷺ, he excused them, but he asked them, don't repeat it again. If he did it, it's not going to be acceptable. So, like I said to you, أخي بارك الله فيك, imagine this is the main دليل in the مسألة. We stand in the middle. We say, could the understanding of Al-Bukhari is right? And could the understanding of the majority is right? Anyone out of justice, he's impossible to say 100% the understanding of the majority is right when the hadith is am. There is possibility for the understanding of Al-Bukhari and lots of muhadithin to be right because the statement is general. And maybe the statement of the understanding of the majority is right. Now imagine in the main hadith that the majority they use have possibilities to be with them or to be with the other party. How hadith like this, which is not clear 100% regarding the matter and regarding your opinion, you could use it as the main evidence to prove your mas'ala? Difficult. That's why we have a qa'ida. We have qa'ida. We say, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْإِحْتِمَالِ ضَعُفَ الْإِسْتِدْلَالِ وَلَيْسَ بَطَلَ لَكِنْ ضَعُفَ الْإِسْتِدْلَالِ. If the possibility enter inside the hadith, that you cannot make it main delil. You cannot make it main delil. Why? Because it's not clear for you. It's not. From here we say, if it's like that, we go to the yaqeen, the sincerity, to the things that we are sure about. What is it? There is no prayer without Fatiha. Simple as that. حديث عباد بن الصامت is the يقين. لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. This is clear. There is no possibility here. So in the end we cannot make حديث عبادة this one regarding the فاتحة. We make the ركوع is exception from it because the main دليل for you it's maybe, maybe not. So we stay with the يقين. So now we have doubts regarding the understanding of حديث أبي بكرة. And these doubts cannot remove the yaqeen that we can take it from hadith Ubad ibn Sabit, no prayer without the Fatiha. وهكذا يا اخواني في الله. فالمسألة صارت, this is the safe side and the clear side and the أصل, the original side. Don't move from the original side unless you have a clear evidence, دليل. Otherwise you cannot, it's difficult. From here we say, my brothers, my sisters, better for you not to move before. It is better for you not to count the ruku' as raka'ah until you recite the Fatiha. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called it Surah Al-Salah. That's why it's a rukun, main rukun inside the Fatiha. If it's really, really, the ruku' will be exception, it's going to come from very authentic, clear evidence. Like how the Prophet ﷺ make it clear for us. There's no prayer without the Fatiha. He's going to make it clear for us, except if you meet the Imam in the ruku'. Not in a hadith that maybe, maybe not. This is one of the evidence. And have other evidence to prove this opinion. Just I make it the summary. I give it to you in brief, akhi. I give you the summary only. Have other evidence to prove this opinion and to support it. But look, if the main evidence for the majority being shaked by this way, what about the other evidence which is much, much lower than this one? That's why I don't need to give you the whole points to refute this opinion and to show you that this is the correct opinion that must recite the Fatiha. I don't need that. Why? Because if the main matter and evidence being shaked like that and being clarified like that, what about the rest? Simple as that. Especially in this place, you know, during the in the channel, in the group, we cannot explain everything in details, just in the summary. You understand, akhi? And this is the most safe side, and absolutely, it more come for your prayer. It's more come for your prayer. You understand? Yani, imagine when you come to the jama'ah, and the imam, he's in the ruku'. And you join to the jama'ah for the ruku' and you count it as a raka'ah, like the person who recites Surah Al-Fatiha, who made khushu' in it, who understand it probably from his recitation. So both of you finish the same. Ajib, even if you say to me, he is more rewardable, I would tell you, akhi, but both of you finish the jama'ah with the same way. Where's the makeup? Where's the hadith of Rasulullah? فَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا. The Prophet said, whoever came to the jama'ah, what you catch, follow, and what you miss, replace. Where's the replacement here? You understand? Same thing, ya akhi, another point. Imagine you reach and the Imam was in understanding before the ruku'. And the Imam was in understanding. But his standing was a small time, enough for you to recite two verses from the ayah. The Fatiha, and he did ruku'. Now I'm asking you, what the majority they say to you? What you need to do? The answer, the majority they say to you, finish the Fatiha, then do the ruku'. Which is correct. Finish the Fatiha and do the ruku'. And this fatwa, Jumhur Salaf al-Khalaf. Correct. But I'm asking you, why you ask him to be delayed from his imam in the ruku' and recite the Fatiha when he can catch it? They said because he started, so he's supposed to finish it. Really, if it's the ruku' is enough, you're supposed to say to him, what? Do the ruku' immediately, no need. The main rukun for us is the ruku'. This to show you that, ya akhi, it doesn't matter what. Everybody know the safe side and the height go with reciting the Fatiha in every ruku'. Other points, we counted more than 8 points prove this opinion. And this is the main points, and I think it's more than enough. Barakallahu feek.